Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Tadizayin. Simon Shin Mem Hei Se'if Ches. Page Kuf Tadizayin. Simon Shin Mem Hei Se'if Ches. Actually, it's the last word. There's only one line of Shulchan Aruch on this page. It's the last word on the page. Ches. Mevoyos. On to page 394. Mevoyos, which are like alleyways. Alleyways. Rechavim Tes Zayin Amos, which are 16 Amos wide. They're alleyways, but they're 16 Amos wide. Miskatsim b'ksasam, and they're narrow in part of them. The aim by him tezayin amma. They don't have 16 ammas over there. We'll see exactly the Mishnah Berurah fix up the text a little bit, but they're 16 amma wide alleyways, but part of them are not 16 ammas wide. Yesh oimim sheim alkom la'uech v'shesarabim harei hem v'shesarabim. Some say that if their length is along the length, that means they're parallel with the shesarabim. Sounds like basically you've got the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you can kind of just dart to the side a little bit and be in a separate alleyway, which is parallel with the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Then they are considered to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim according to this Yesh Oimrim. Okay, we're still on page 394, and it's Sifkat and Chafei in the Mishnah Berurah here. Big Sasam. So here the Mishnah Berurah comes to fix up the text a little bit. Tol Sefer, it shouldn't say Umiksarim, Umiskatsim, Big Sasam, Be'im Mahem Tezain. What should it say? V'sarach loyma, it should say, b'ktsasam, the narrow in part, oy she'im b'hem tezayin amma, or, I mean, either they are narrow, or they're not 16 amas wide. And, o'chom la'urach Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but they are length, the length is, means that they're parallel going along next to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. They're separate, but they go parallel with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Yesh oimim shehem Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's the end of the quote, that some say those are like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. What's going on here? It'll be our drawing who the explanation is. The Metchila Kosev Le'inyan Mavoi Shemizkatze B'Mikzasai. First of all, the Shulchan Aruch talks about a alleyway which might be wide, but it gets narrow in parts. Part of it is narrower than 16 amos. V'chachach Hoisifoid. And then the Shulchan Aruch goes on to add another case. Da'afilo im ein b'chol meshech ha'mavoi tezayin amah. Or even if the entirety of the alleyway is not 16 amos wide. Either it's generally 16 amos wide and part of it isn't, or none of it is 16 amos wide. It's all 14 amos wide, right? The entire length of it. Mikol makom, whichever the case is, came into sha'ol kol la'urach shesarabim, since it is the length, its length is along parallel with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Fulash Lo Barabim Boy Kimboy, and it's open into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So people, as I said, people, they're walking along the main path. You find this sometimes in, you know, the old city or something, not exactly, but you have like the main kind of thoroughfare, and then you can go to the side and go on like a parallel road which connects to it. And you're walking along right next to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, although you're not actually in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So in that case, Rabin Baikim, where plenty of people are kind of cutting through there to go along this side alleyway as they walk parallel with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then it's considered to be part of that Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Vayin be'alocha, and looking to be'alocha over there, Now, if you notice that the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention a size, he didn't mention a width, he just said it's not 16 amos, or part of it's not 16 amos, into us how narrow it is. So therefore, mashma da filu im hamovi kotzo harbe ve machzik afilu yud gimel ama gam kein havi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim l'dei hazeh. According to his opinion, he's mentioning 13 because it's going to come up later in the next sif. We're going to mention it as well. That even if it only holds 13 amos, I mean, it's not 2 amos wide. It's not you know, part of it has gone down from 16 to 2 amos. It's not 2, 3, 5 amos. It's still wide, but it's not 16 amos. It's down to 13 amos. Even that would be considered part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It has to be wide enough that it's got some type of significant width. How much? 13 amos. Between 13 and 16, even though technically it hasn't got the right specifications to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because it's parallel and people use it together with Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it has the din of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, and now Sif Tes, and that's going to be the last one for today. Sif Tes, Mevoyos Harachavim, Yud Gimel Amos Ushlish. This is the kind of case I mentioned. If alleyways are 13 and a third amos wide, we turn in, say in meters, not really, over 6.5 meters, 6.7 meters. So they are not the full normal width of Rosh Hashanah. They're not 16 amos. They are 13 and a third amos. Ushnei Roshehem Mufulashon Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Shu Rachav Tesayim. But the two ends of these alleyways open into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which is 16 amos wide. Yeshoimim Shu Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Some say that will also be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It's open on both ends. joins up with the Rishitharabim, it's considered to be Rishitharabim according to this Yesh Omrim. So if you might even like to look at the picture on the side if you've got this print. If you don't, you'll have to just imagine it. But it's perpendicular, basically. You've got you know, Rishitharabim, or two Rishitharabims with a break in between, and there's a perpendicular alleyway going from one to the other. And that alleyway is 13 and a third amos wide. That's the case that we're saying Yesh Omrim that's considered to be Rosh Hasharabim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Konchov Vav, Yud Gimel Amos Vishlish, 13 and a third amos wide, this alleyway. Surlu de Bashir there, like this opinion holds that if you have that size, Gam Kein Nicha Tashmishta Rabim Kas, then it's because it's big enough, it's not as wide as Rosh Hasharabim, it's not 16, but it's wide enough that the people of Rosh Hasharabim can use it. It is useful to them. Mahani Kishishne Rosher Mufulashim Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore in a case when the two ends of the alleyway join to Rosh Hasharabim, open up to Rosh Hasharabim, she is chashev gam mokam zeh Rosh Hasharabim, they can also be calculated and considered to be Rosh Hasharabim because it's usable by the Rabbanei Rosh Hasharabim as they're going. They want to cut through to the other Rosh Hasharabim, so they'll cut through there. It's part of the main thoroughfare, even though it's not as wide as the regular main thoroughfare, but since you can use it, you want to dart from one Rosh Hasharabim to another one that's parallel to it, you'll go through that alleyway to get from one to the one main thoroughfare to the next one. Therefore, that alleyway, which does not fulfill the criteria of a usual Rishitharabim, is considered to be Rishitharabim. Got it? Where does that come from? That's a good question. So, he's not defining the source for this. Don't know. And we don't know at this point. Okay, so there's a cheshbon in the Gemara how to work it out. Chof Zayin. You got the case, right? Yep, fine. I think we're in Chof Zayin. Yep. We read middle of Chofzayin? What?
Starting
Chofzayin. Yes, Chofzayin. Okay, Sifkan Chofzayin. Yesh Oim, the last three words of the previous one is Be'ayin, Be'alach. Okay. Chofzayin. Yesh Oim, Shehu, Shesarabim. Some say that situation we just described is considered to be the alleyway itself is part of the Shesarabim. The Kaven, the Shesarabim, Gemurah, Yesh B'shnei Roshea. Since at either end of this alleyway there is a full Shesarabim. A full halachic Rosh Hasharabim, uvaykim barabim and mahalchim Rosh Hasharabim Rosh Hasharabim derech mavoi, and many people pass through there. They take a shortcut whatever, to get from one Rosh Hasharabim to another through this alleyway. Therefore, nimsa dehavi tashmish derabim gam bazoi hamavoi. Therefore, that alleyway is also considered to be used by the rabbim and the public, by the many. V'choshev Rosh Hasharabim asman, therefore itself is considered to be halachically a Rosh Hasharabim. Even though it's just a little alleyway, not a little alleyway, a wide alleyway, but it's not a big, definitely not Rosh Hasharabim. Okay, v'hadim mavoy lekamon, simen chin samach dalad, de mavoy hamafulish b'shnei roshei Rosh Hasharabim ein dinik Rosh Hasharabim. What about, maybe we're not going to know this yet, but there was a sif in simen chin samach dalad a little later on that says exactly the opposite, that if you have an alleyway that is open on both ends to Rosh Hasharabim, it is not a Rosh Hasharabim. So, how come over here it is? My Rikosha Ein Rachav Yud Gimel Amos. The reason is because over there, in that case, the alleyway is not 13 or 13 and a third amos wide. Oy Demai Kosha Mavim Mufulash Mishnei Tzadeh Leroicha Rosh Hasharabim De'ein Rabim Baikim Boy. That or you can say that the alleyway is open across the width of Rosh Hasharabim, and therefore people don't cut through it to use Rosh Hasharabim. So. It's a bit of a different setup over here, and therefore it's not so practical for people to use it, and that's why it wouldn't be considered part of the rabbim. The Misha writes lechnoif Moshe Sarabim laMavi who tzarch laakem dalka. The person who wants to go from the Moshe Sarabim into the Mavi can't just walk straight in. He has to kind of bend, like change his path there, and kind of go the other way in order to be able to do it. But that's not the case over here. The Kan Mairi Kusha Mavi Holech laIruch Moshe Sarabim. Here the alleyway is not as I described, but rather that the alleyway somehow is parallel with the Rosh Hasharabim. I don't know how at both ends it can, I suppose you've got like a crescent that's coming off the main street. So if it's a crescent where you don't actually have to go kind of perpendicular and back on yourself, you can just kind of go into it, you're angled a little bit to the side, be able to go into it and then back again. On a highway when you have like a place to stop on the side, if you can go in and go out again. But you're... Yeah, whatever. In a bypass where you're going almost parallel to the Rabbim. At the beginning you have to go out a little bit, but you're coming back again. Then that's parallel, and therefore that's much easier to use, and therefore it's part of the Rabbim. So, Yeah. Again, I'm reading it back a bit. V'holchin derech mavoi zel uhedir rishis harabim ha'ache shekenegdoi. Then you can cut across from one rishis harabim easily because you're not going perpendicular. You're not going. It's not at 90 degrees. You're kind of veering away from the road, and that gets you to the other rishis harabim, which is parallel with it. That is considered to be rishis harabim. Lachin yesh shem rishis harabim. So it all depends on how practical it is. Basically, the bottom line is how practical it is for the people using the Rosh Hashanah to go to a different Rosh Hashanah, where the angle they have to take to be able to cross out there is very, very sharp angle, and if I have 90 degrees and it's not easy to pass through there, then that would not be Rosh Hashanah in that alleyway. But if it's easy and just a smooth path to go from one site, one Rosh Hashanah to another through that alleyway without a major kind of turn or a different angle, like sharp angle, then that would be considered a Rosh Hashanah. Adkan.